And now on Nights with Steve Price, Dental Health with Dr. Larry Benj. Thanks to the Mailo Clinic, the original home and inventor of the All-On-4 dental implant system.
Back from his very long summer break, Dr. Larry Benj is online. You've been working, or have I the only one who's been working?
I've been working, I think.
You think?
I know. Yeah, I got back on the 8th of January, so it feels like the years are well and truly going.
It is up and running. And you're seeing a lot of people coming in that have been having work done overseas.
Oh, my goodness.
I was talking to a bloke the other day who was going back to the Philippines to have his teeth done. I said, please, mate, don't do it.
I have them all the time. I have spent the last 2 weeks, every day, I have literally had someone who's been there that's had a problem. So it's just, you know, like I say, some people go and lucky enough don't have problems, but I certainly that way, you know.
So. What countries mainly are you seeing the return from where there's a problem?
Look, there's a whole range of them, you know. So, I mean, Southeast Asia, obviously, you know, because that's right on our doorstep. You know, you get the people that say, oh, I never have a problem. And yet, you know, today, even today, I have one which was from Thailand where I had to redo the whole case today. So, you know, so it was just...
What's the main problem? Is it the quality of the implants?
Today I had someone had all on board done in Thailand and done completely incorrectly. Didn't have bone tape and not enough space for the teeth, and they snapped off and broke, and broken screws in the implants, and just a disaster. You had to start again. So,
They're paying, you know, a lot less, but they're then going to have to. But when you add the airfare, though, it can't be that much less.
No, I can tell you, we've worked it out, because if you do all on four, you've got to go there twice, because you've got to get two sets of teeth, because that's the normal way it's done. So it actually works out in Australia to about $24,000, and there, by the time you've taken into account two trips, this is without accommodation, it works out about $19,000.
And you might then have to have the whole thing redone when you get back here because it didn't work.
Well, yeah, that's true, but that's without a, you know, that's without airfare accommodation.
Wow.
And so some people say, look, I like the holiday, and that's fine, you know, but just be careful.
How shattered are people when you tell them this hasn't worked and you've got to have it done again?
Well, I mean, it's embarrassing. They said, most people say, you know what, I was taking the chance, I was dubious about it in the first place, and now it's come home to roost.
Do they advertise here, these people? Is that how people mm-hmm. find out?
Absolutely. On the web, you know, the web's international now. The web is not just, you can look up, you can get it for India, you can get an implant in India for $290.
So does the Dental Association here almost, Larry, have to run a campaign warning people?
Well, I mean, they try. They want to do it ultimately. And look, everything in life really is money-driven, isn't it, really, the decisions you make.
Well, that's true.
Most people won't go there. If they could afford it here, there would be no question.
It's got to be buyers beware. That's the problem. I mean, that's what we've got to tell people. Dr. Larry, always a pleasure to catch up with you, mate. Talk to you next week.
Talk to you.
Dr. Larry Benj.